tied up, you better stay tied up, because it's cheaper to keep her. This is from T. It says, it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, and you get an attitude and pack your bags. Five little children that you're leaving behind. Son, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Help me say it, y'all. It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
See, when you get through stand that judge in the face, you're gonna wanna cuss the whole human race. That's why it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her.
You didn't pay but $2 to bring the little girl home.
Ooh.
Now you're about to pay $2,000 to leave her alone.
Ooh.
You see another woman out there and you wanna make a change.
Ooh.
But she ain't gonna want you because you won't have a damn thing.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
cheaper
yeah.
to keep her. Everybody sing along with
keep
me.
Her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
By the time you get through looking at judge in the face, you're gonna wanna cuss the whole
yeah,
new
yeah,
way.
That's yeah,
why it's cheaper
yeah.
to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. It's cheaper to keep her.
I know you think the grass is greener. When that judge give you that dirty look, you may as well put your money in mama's pocket.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
why it's cheaper,
yeah.
to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It costs too much to leave her alone. Yeah.
It's cheaper to keep her.
I know it's cheaper to keep her. Yeah.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Cause you're gonna pay some alimony if you leave home.
It's cheaper to keep her.
I tell y'all. It's cheaper to keep her. All the fellas out there know what I'm talking about. Don't you know that it's cheaper to stay at home? I gotta tell you, I'm bringing the message tonight.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper.
It's cheaper. Cheaper.
It's cheaper to keep her.
She gon' cost you too much if you let her go, man. It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper.
You might as well put up with your little arms. I'm gonna tell you something tonight. I tell you, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper.
Amen.
It's cheaper.
What up, y'all, man? Y'all just heard it. It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. We're going to touch on that in a second. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast. You heard it. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Broadcasting, well, being taped anyway, on Halloween. There's a lot of stuff going on today. One, if you hear my voice a little bit, Sam has a little cough, little cold. With the Just Talking with Sam program. Is he gonna go on this week? He has a cold. Yeah, I'm going on this week. I may sound a little stuffed up. That's because I was outside. Like I said, we broadcast on Halloween. And the reason I have a cold for getting ready for these little bastards. So I'm stuck. I was outside all yesterday. And no coat. Just try to rough it up. And try to do it. And, raking leaves, and you know when you put them into that when you put them into the little bag, the little pumpkin bag, so it looks like you have like three big ass pumpkins. That was me yesterday, and it was all windy as hell, and it's not smart. So now I have a cold, and I know you're thinking, does NyQuil go great with Captain Morgan? Let's find out. That's my co-host, Mr. Captain Morgan, with a shot of NyQuil. So if I don't fall asleep in the middle of this podcast, we'll just call it a victory. This is part two of what could be a three-part series I like to call The Married Life. If you listened last week, you heard about my adventures in the Caribbean and on the honeymoon, and I'm just getting married and all of the good stuff. And Oh, wait, before I even get into it, there's a very good chance this podcast is going to be interrupted because I'm right by the door. It is Halloween, and I'm passing out candy while in the midst of doing this podcast. So if you hear kids talk, we all know how lovely I treat the kids. We all know Sam loves the children. So if someone knocks on the door or something, you will hear me get up and give some candy out. So don't be alarmed. The mic isn't broken. It's just, it's Halloween. And I just found out I got kids on my block, man. I didn't know. Look, that's what I was getting to. The married life. This is part two of it. Dude, like I said, the continuation of what I was talking about last week is after the honeymoon and after, you know, we get together and I find out what type of belligerent races I just married, we come back home. I say home because it is my house. She say home because she has turned into a fucking lottery winner. She's only been a McLean for roughly 16 hours. We're going home. We're going home. No, you don't live here yet. You just got a key. And she's like, we're married now. I have never seen someone. She's a lottery winner. She moved out of her shitty apartment and moved in my illustrious home, or our illustrious home. And she is, I have never seen someone pull up in a fucking Ryder truck with so much glee. With just, we're home! And I'm like, ugh. So now, after unloading all her stuff in the house, I see that we pretty much got two of everything. And my house is 50% gayer. It is. There's a lot of pink and purple shit around here where there wasn't before. And being the new husband, I said something that I'm going to regret. Hey, do whatever you want with this room and this room, but you leave the den alone and you leave my broadcast room alone. That's where I do my podcast. Everything else, don't throw your spin on it. Big mistake. Because in the bedroom now, I'm used to regular sheets. I'm used to regular ass sheets. Cotton. That's the material. It's worked for generations. My ancestors picked it. It's a good thing. Cotton. I'm used to cotton. Cotton keeps you warm. Cotton keeps you, get the chill off you. And it does what it's supposed to do. Cotton sheets. Not this woman. I come back home from work, and now I see I have not real cotton, but Egyptian cotton. What Egyptian cotton is 600 thread Egyptian cotton. Now, my single guys out there who may be listening to the show, what's that, Sam? I'll tell you what that shit is. It's slippery fucking cotton. It's like cotton with no traction. It's shiny. And there's a lot of shiny shit on my bed now. And I don't know how to feel about this because I'm used to jumping in the bed. It's like one big ass oil slick is in the middle of my fucking bed. I'm all sliding around like a fish out of water. It's not even fun anymore to go to sleep. 600 Egyptian thread count. I don't want to fucking do math and I want to take a nap. So basically, now my once comfortable bed is not. It's like sleeping in lotion. I constantly think something's on my arm because the shit feels slick. It's like taking a nap after a fucking oil change. That's what it is. I got pins oil all over my body while I'm trying to take a nap. I just feel greasy. I don't know what it is. So anyway, we call her a hoarder because I'm calling her a hoarder because there's some shit where when you getting somebody in, and people who move do this. If you ever move, go through your shit and see what you need to throw away before you move. That's how I was taught. And when you move, you don't have to carry extra shit. So that didn't happen. So now we have like a lot of the same shit. Like I have 2 microwaves, 3 crock pots, multiple dishes, and it's just like, always comes down to this. Guys who are about to get married, guys who are just married, guys who thinking about getting married, avoid this sentence. It's like, I want to have this because this remind me of X time. What that means is, get rid of your shit. That's just a roundabout way of, so basically for the last few days, I've been having a lottery of my shit versus her shit, which means whichever, I'm seeing a lot of my shit packed up in boxes to make way for her shit, which is the same shit, but what's interesting, my shit is better. Like, I have a better microwave. I have better dishes. I have better, especially DVDs. I have better everything, but since you want someone to feel comfortable, your shit ends up in boxes. I don't see the logic in that. You would think you keep the best shit. The best shit stays, you know? It's like, mine versus yours, whoever serves the bigger purpose can stay. Fuck that. It's a sentimental value with this. So, if you just better hope and pray to God she didn't meet Bobby Brown while eating or drinking from this glass, because if not, your fucking Captain Morgan glasses are leaving. Except one Captain Morgan glass. This one right here. Hold on. Yeah, but anyway. My DVD collection is now gayer. Like, some of the shit I'm getting in from her DVD collection. Like, one thing I noticed since we put them side by side, I can chart Eddie Murphy's career. Like, she got all the shitty Eddie Murphy movies. Like, and I got all the good ones. I got, Raw, Delirious, 48 Hours, Golden Child, Coming to America. Eddie Murphy classics. Let's look at her side of the DVDs. Vampire in Brooklyn. Another 48 Hours. Daddy Daycare. Like, I can look at her. I can look at her form. If we put our movies together with Eddie Murphy, I can chart his career and where I should stop watching him. Eddie Murphy is, I would imagine, is still a Shrek 1, 2, 3. And there's an empty spot waiting for 4. I've never had this many Tyler Perry. I'm looking at my DVD stand now. I've never had this many Tyler Perry movies in my house at one time. Not one time. I have the entire Tyler Perry history. So, if you're a black woman, mad at a black man about any black problems, email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com and you get a free Tyler Perry movie. If you just want to sit down with your girlfriends and vent about some black man doing some black thing and dressing up in a dress, a big black man dressing up in a little, I guess it would be a big black dress. Well, it was not black, but it was a black in one of those movies. But Man in the Dress, if you need to see it, email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com because when she don't know, I'm shipping these motherfuckers off. Oh, and, I am scatterbrained today. I'm going to take a small interlude because I hear somebody knocking on the door. Hold on, 1 second. Alright y'all, I'm back. Like I said, I'm gonna be taking breaks during the show because it's Halloween and I'm passing out candy. And I'm not even passing out good candy. Fuck 'em. I didn't even know I had kids on my block. You know what? The married life, we may pick up next week, but I'm just giving you a little progress. What I was saying, I'm living with a hoarder here. I'm living with a hoarder. And we're going through our stuff and my stuff is up for lottery. Also, Special treat goes out to my man Miguel Bryant. Last week on the podcast, I said I will give a prize to whoever does a 71. Those who weren't listening, a 71 is, if you're with a chick and you do a 69, put two fingers up your ass. That's a 71. And Miguel emailed me that nasty shit at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I'm a man of my word. I responded to Miguel's email and sent him a prize, got his contact info. Miguel is the proud winner of a $5 KFC gift card. So, Miguel, enjoy it, you nasty son bitch. Enjoy. Hey, it's chicken. Everybody likes chicken. So, $5 gift card goes to Miguel for pulling a 71. That goes to show you. Email Sam at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. You may get shit. Hey, $5 gift card at KFC. That ain't bad, man. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Cap, talking about the hoarder here. So yeah, I could follow just Eddie Murphy's career, and it sucks. It sucks, man. And like, she's moving in, and there's pink shit around here. And every morning, one other thing I'm not used to, when I get up in the morning, I am so not used to having someone around me. I used to wake up, I look to my left, fucking wall. Look to my right, another wall. I wake up now, I see somebody who's looking, partially still asleep. Look like she's quietly judging me. What? But it is what it is, you know. No, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. I would trade this shit. I would trade all these gay-ass movies and useless dishes and amount of inventory. Now, it's just inventory. It's just shit to count. So now, or yesterday, I had to go to fucking Kmart and buy a shelf to put her useless shit up, almost like trophies of we got his ass passed. That's what it is. And a lot of the shit that I don't want in my house, which is aka my shit, is now going in the garage. That's right, women. You fucking win. You win. I don't see one useless thing. Actually, there's one good thing that comes from this lottery winner coming to my house. Her entire life upgraded. Let's face it, she got me. I mean, come on. But anyway, her entire life upgraded. She's a lottery winner. And I'm like, the tax commission. Yeah, we give you the lottery, but we're taking taxes. Some of those taxes include me doing the following. Hey, baby! Give me a beer! What you don't hear is her actually... She's actually in the kitchen right now. Getting me a beer. Which is great. That's what you need. Guy with a cold. Who keeps opening the door for little kids, passing out candy, drinking NyQuil, Captain Morgan, and beer. This is just a instant cocktail, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll touch on the married life. Like I said, this is part two of a three-part series where we just jump in. See how Sam's doing with the married life. So right now, little update status of me talking about, moving in shit, and we're not even done with it. We're not even done with that. So I guess unless something else happens for the rest of this show, we'll pick it up next week. One of the emails I got, they want me to kind of like expose the marriage myths, and I got a lot of questions and stuff from the last show. So next show, oh man, we got a lot of stuff going on today. So next show, I'll bring it home with a lot of those marriage myths that we talk about. And so, if you got some, you want some questions, and I ain't answered questions in like 3 weeks. So maybe I may do that this show. Yeah, maybe not. But right now, I'm just kind of fucking around with the kids, man. I didn't even know I had kids on my block until like 2, maybe 3 days ago. Like getting ready for these Halloween. I'm not even passing out good candy. I'm not passing out bad candy. I'm not like a cheapskate passing out like nickels and shit like that. I'm passing out, what is those atomic, that atomic hot candy, the, basically sour balls, but they're fucking hot and it turns into gum. That's what the fuck I'm passing out. If they would've got here earlier, they would've got like 9 liters and shit, but then I start eating them, so, fuck the kids. Yeah. Fucking eat 9 liters. Just a big bowl of 9 liters and the little fun size Snickers. That's what I'm doing right now. And if you're thinking it, fun size Snickers do go good with bourbon. But yeah, I'm seeing a bunch of strange fucking costumes that I'm seeing in kids now. Some of those costumes, thank you. See that? My new wife just gave me a beer. She just sat the beer right there and didn't interrupt the podcast. She's looking at me right now with that little, he's talking about me, look. Hey, you damn right I'm talking about you. You got me a beer. That's why I love you. Get people beers. You're like, part wife, part waitress. It's awesome. And I don't have to pay you. Well, you stay in my house for free, so we'll call it even. Alright, anyway. These kids, man. I'm seeing so many, I don't know if you just heard, I just saw, it was a princess from The Princess and the Frog. I don't know what the fuck that is. And, I saw the princess from Princess and the Frog, and I don't know what the fuck it was. I just heard it nodding and smiling. I don't know. These kids ain't even inventive with the fucking costumes anymore. They're just doing Hannah Montana. Yeah, little black girl wanna be Hannah Montana. Hey, go ahead. That, I knew who it was. I have a niece and I am forced to watch that shit too. What happened to like the kick-ass costumes, man? Like, people who put time and effort into costumes. Like, I would love to see, like, Army Squadron. Or let me get the fucking, Master Chief from Halo. The big-ass robot with green guns and shit. Oh, that would be cool. Another thing I would like to see on this podcast is, or like during this podcast, if somebody show up with like, Call of Duty. Let me see one of those guys, man. I'm kind of seeing the same shit over and over. I'm seeing like princesses, cats, and witches. One dude I saw was a football player. Hopefully he wasn't Brett Favre. I didn't see, it just said regular ass football. He just had on pads and a helmet. I saw a little boy like that. One little boy was just lazy as fuck. He just had a jacket on. I am whoever the fuck you want me to be. Give me the candy. That's how he was saying. I am whoever you think I am. I would like candy, so give it to me. Then he had the nerve to reach his hand in a fucking basket. Like, I want to punch him. I want, like, some of these little bastards who come to my house, like, it's bad enough that I'm, like, partially obligated to keep my light on, and since I got the pumpkins out and shit, I gotta keep my streetlights, I'm running up all my electricity and shit, and give you, it's bad enough I have to keep on, like, extra light so you don't get hurt, and you ain't got the balls to have a fucking flashlight and nothing like that, but the parent didn't even get out of fucking car. Like, I can see if I wanted to fucking rape this kid, it's on. I could have just took the kid to the house and then had my way with him. Not that I condone raping children. The Just Talk with Sam show was not about raping children. But I'm just saying, man, it's kind of some lazy shit. Why don't you get your ass out of the car and just walk? It's a block. Walk a block with these son bitches. I'm tired of them just like you tired of them as shit, man. Walk a block. Side note, Just Talking with Sam show does not condone raping children, although it does make funny podcast subjects, but I'm just saying, if you could find the humor in it, that's what it is. But, anyway, but there is some other stuff, like, I did see something the other day, like, I saw a bunch of teenage girls in Halloween. And teenage girls Halloween is just an excuse to be as whorish as possible. It's like a whore training ground. And they're just sexy versions of regular jobs. I was looking, I'm looking out the window. I guess they were going to a Halloween party or some shit when I was outside raking leaves yesterday. It was, I saw a nurse, a cop, a fireman, but it was just sexed up versions of that. So instead of like a fireman wearing like the suspenders and the big fucking raincoat and, you know, the shit like you seen on Rescue Me, and we're like, you're actually gonna have the axe and a hammer and you kicking down doors and putting out fires. No, this motherfucker had a yellow miniskirt, a jacket that was like the slick jacket, a red helmet, and that's it, motherfucker. I have yet to see that fireman. And I saw the sexy cop, also, blue miniskirt, had a thigh high, well, they may not have been in high school, they're a little after high school, but something like that, it's just horror training ground, and they had the thigh high stockings, high heel, I gotta say, they were shooting for the lady cop in a Lil Wayne video from like 2 years ago, but I gotta tell you, I have never, ever, ever, and probably will never, ever, ever, get pulled over by a cop like that. There's cops like that don't exist. They don't exist. They don't exist. If I was looking for a cop, I would be looking for real. See, I guess I'm such a stickler for Halloween, because when I go out Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. I go full on, so you know exactly who the fuck I am. Like, I was going, like last year, I went out as Ike Turner. Everyone fucking knew I was Ike Turner. I had the mushroom hair. I had scarves. I did a little method acting. Had a little coke stash. It was awesome. My girl was Tina. So she came out. She had the long hair. And she was like Tina everyone knew. She had the frizzy, not like end of the movie Tina, when she had the frizzy hair. And, oh, what's love got to do with it? No. She was the pussy lemon. You know what? Play me some of that. Play, give me some Tina Turner. Schoolhouse outhouse. Schoolhouse gin house. They call it nut bush. And she was that Tina. Like the Tina who could take a punch. She was that Tina. Everybody loves Tina who could take a punch, man. You know, then you got 80s Tina. We all kind of fell off. Like, we had to like her because she got rid of acting and shit. You know, she got rid of, good for you. You got rid of Ike. You're doing good. You're stepping up for women everywhere that you ain't gotta be part of no abuse. But like, there was some shitty songs. I mean, like, come on, let's be honest with ourselves here. Alright, other than your personal struggle, that's where like the performer versus the performer's life shows up. I mean, like, yeah, we're happy that you got rid of this motherfucker, but 80s and early 90s Tina sucked musically. Maybe it's me, man, because I was schoolhouse outhouse, they call it nut bush. And then, left a good job down in the city. Well, that's when she had Ike. But then, like, she got by herself, she started whining more. Other than What's Love Got to Do with It? Even that song, like, towards the end was getting dumb. But, like, what's that other one? Start off the song. Boom, 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 boom. I'm your private. Yeah, play that. I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. Bum, bum, bum. I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money. They're like, damn, Tina. Alright, first of all, we know you. Alright, we know you got your ass kicked for, like, the better part of 2 decades. We got it. We got that, and we're glad that you stopped getting your ass kicked, but it was Phil Spector. Give me a couple hits. And then she came out with that. It was some with her legs. I know Tina Turner's still living. But anyway, her legs. What was the shit like? She had to show her legs in every fucking thing she did. And like, her legs is insured for like $500 million. Just her legs. So like, there couldn't be a hair out of place. Or if she got into like an accident that involved her legs, she got $500 million. Man, if you really hit on hard times, man, fucking break your ankle. Go hooping. Like, oh my God. Just imagine that shit. Like, I think it's still insured though. I think it's up to 500. Let's Google that shit. We got a computer right here. Let's type it up, Google. Keep Tina Turner song playing. Tina Turner's legs is insured. It definitely is. Google Tina Turner's legs. Alright. I'm on Google right now. And I typed in Tina Turner's legs. And it looks like... Yeah, it looks like her legs... Alright, I was a little loose with the number here. But it looks like her legs is insured for $3.2 million. And... It turns out she also has her titties. Her titties is insured for basically $800,000. Nobody cares about Tina's titties. It was her fucking legs. That was the claim to fame. No one gave a shit about. Wait. She's not the only one. Okay. Who else we got? America Fear, Ugly Betty. Ugly Betty's teeth is worth $10 million fucking dollars. Are you shitting me? Ugly Betty, America Fear. Alright, granted, half her career, her teeth has been in braces. Her claim to fame was having bullshit braces on the show. Yeah, I watched the show. Ugly Betty was alright. You got a chance to see Vanessa Williams, you know, old sexy cougar Vanessa Williams. But anyway, yeah. Okay, wait. It says, Fiera was representing Aquafresh white trays when they decided to take out a $10 million policy on her gorgeous pearly white teeth. And when she put on a press release about it, it wasn't all for publicity through the sales of the product. It helped raise money for charity called Smiles for Success. Oh, shit! If you put $10 million teeth, dude! So, alright. The average human... has what, 32 teeth? So, if you punch America Fiera in the mouth and knock out a tooth, I need a calculator or something. Let's see how much you get for $10 million. $10 million divided by 32. If I punch this bitch in the mouth and knock out one tooth, I get $312,500. You are one fucking, oh my God. Ugly Betty is like one snide remark away. She needs a Joe Jackson. Or even, Ike Turner. She had Ike Turner. Oh my God. That nigga get paid every day. Every fucking day. I noticed when I'm looking at this celebrity insurance thing. Her legs are insured. That mean like, Tina had to take a bunch of face shots. Like, she had to take a bunch of punches in the face. Do everything you can, but like, save the legs. I don't remember Ike hitting her in the leg one time in that movie. It's fucking insurance policy. It's too much. But her face, that jaw, is on. Who else is on this list? J-Lo! Jennifer Lopez! Jennifer Lopez ass, just her ass alone, is worth $27 million. Oh, bullshit. Let me read this. There was an earlier rumor that J-Lo was insured for $1 billion, but the amount spread about her boobs, legs, butt, etc., all of that was false. The claim seems more believable, but still outrageous. Her butt is, how is her butt is going to be harmed in an accident? Critics ask. I can understand a major accident, but if she hurts her legs or something, can she also claim her ass to be affected? I would ask the insurance agent a lot of questions about this policy, but rest assured, her butt is insured for $27 million. $27 million for J-Lo's ass. $27 million? So, off the top, Mark Anthony is not hitting that from the back door. I'm sorry. He couldn't. He will have to pay $27 million to have anal sex with J-Lo. Is it worth it? $27 million to have her back it up? I mean, like, dude, if I'm paying $27 million, motherfucker, to have ass sex with J-Lo, you better believe I've had, oh my God, that you're suffering. You will suffer. I'm going raw, no type of lubrication. I may do the spit in the hand move, but that's about it. Oh man, you gonna feel that shit for $27 million? Man, I didn't even know that shit. How the fuck we get here? I have no idea how the fuck we got on this subject. Anyway, this is Just Talking with Sam show. I can feel that NyQuil and maybe NyQuil and Captain Morgan makes you forget shit. Maybe it's kicking in. Cause I have no idea how the fuck we got on that subject. Just Talking with Sam at gmail.com. Email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. I remember I was talking about the bullshit DVDs and trick-or-treaters came. Oh, we got there because I was talking about, costumes and I was like Turner. But shit, that was a long ass way to go to say I give a fuck about Halloween. Man. J-Lo's $27 million ass. It's insured for $27 million. Oh shit. Yeah, man. But anyway, I was talking about the hoarder. I don't know if I gotta do anything more, but yeah, my DVDs are shitty now. Like, I'm looking at them. I see like the entire box set of Madea's Family Reunion. And you see my side and you see a bunch of action movies. And you see comedies and shit like that. It looks like since it's 50% gayer, it looks like a lesbian woman's DVD collection. It goes from King of Comedy, Love Jones. And I'm just reading it as it shows. King of Comedy, Love Jones. Purple Rain, Best of Sade. Love and Basketball. That Varsity Blues. Guess Who? Guess Who's Coming to... after I look at this shit, my girl has shitty taste in movies. She has shitty taste in movies. Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Combated with the box set of Laverne and Shirley. That has to be... If there was ever a show that pushed lesbians, that was it. Laverne and Shirley. I mean... She likes Laverne and Shirley. I should get her on this mic and talk about this shit. Laverne and Shirley? Laverne and Shirley, box set. I used to watch a lot of daytime TV. Like, I know Happy Days a little bit. They came from Happy Days. Like, the Fonz used to fuck them. You're like, yay, I'm the Fonz, hey. And then, like, they needed more, like, I guess, cast members. So then, Fonz show up, a couple of hoes. And the hoes was Laverne and Shirley. Like, Fonz was fucking Laverne behind Richie Cunningham's daddy hardware store. And with Shirley. Shirley was the black-haired one. And Shirley really had it for Richie Cunningham. I mean, like, she had it bad, and she was running around Richie Cunningham. I want sex, Richie. And Richie was like, no, bitch, get the fuck away from me. You know, like, I like you, but not like that. Whatever. Like, I don't even like you like that. And then, all of a sudden, they get their own show. And then when they get their own show, who came with them? It was Lenny and Squiggy. And it was just... hello. That's what he used to say. That was his catchphrase. If something went down, like, hello. Lenny and Squiggy. Who they Squiggy. But anyway, that show was for obvious lesbians. It was 1, 2. Do we have the theme song for that? Yeah, play the theme song. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. 1, 2. Shamil, Shamazo, House of Pep Incorporated. We're gonna do it. Any chance we take, we'll take it. Hold on, listen to this shit. If you listen to the lyrics, any chance you get, we'll take it. We're gonna do it, and we're gonna make it. But we're gonna do it our way. Yes, our way. Making our dreams come true. Yeah, that's such a lesbian anthem. We're gonna do it our way. I guess if they would have got it on TV, they would have had some shit like, on your mark, get set, and go now. We don't need any more slong now. I'm gonna use the feather dildo. Doing it our way. I'm gonna turn this bitch out right now. Lenny and Squiggy can watch if they want now. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way. Like, read between the lines, motherfucker. We don't need no balls or cock now. I can't find a word that rhymes with cock. Sorry. We're doing it our way. Just our way. Read between the lines. They're doing it their way. I bet they are. They don't even be hot lesbians. They're just doing it their way. What is it? No, not one time anyone asked the question, what is your way? I really think my chick is a closet lesbian. I really do. Who has Laverne and Shirley box sets? And man, just watching these two lesbian bitches run around the streets of Milwaukee. Away from Happy Days. Like, Happy Days, yeah, Tom Bosley. When they was on Happy Days, everything was all good. Laverne and Shirley just seems gritty to me. It was like the gritty side of Milwaukee in the 50s. Like, they were just whores. They realized they looked like that. They bought a mirror or some shit. It was like, no one's fucking me. No one's fucking me. Let's fuck each other. We're doing it our way. Yeah. Nom nom nom. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I get. Cause Richie Cunningham wasn't. I don't know what it is to make a guy attractive, but he, like, that no was too strong for him. Yeah, that no was just like, he couldn't say. You know, it was daytime television. He couldn't say, get away from me, bitch. He was just like, no. And then it got like serious. No, Shirley. No, you cannot have any slong. No. No, you can't. No. And Fonzie was all like, hey, you wanna have a little romp behind what was it? Cunningham. Yeah, it was Cunningham. So Cunningham, I don't know the name of the hardware store. I know his daddy did own a hardware store. I watch a lot of fucking television, and I know, like, the Cunninghams were kinda well off. Like, when it was back in the Happy Days, they had a little bit of cash. The daddy, Tom Bosley. Yeah, Tom Bosley, he had a pretty good run, man. He owned a hardware store. They had a son. They had two sons, but you only saw the one. The other one lived above the garage and never came back down or some shit. And then, like, he moved off and went to college, and then they rented the room above the garage. That's where Fonzie stay. And then it was Styx. I remember it was like the only black character. Styx was in Happy Days. And then when they were just adding characters, they added these two hoes, Laverne and Shirley. And then they added, like, Mork and Mindy, and everybody had their own spinoff from that. But Laverne and Shirley, you know, they came off, and you see them at the start of the show. I started their show, not Happy Days, when they got their own shit. They're in the middle of the street, dancing, making their own little gibberish language. Shamil, Shamazo, House of Pep Incorporated. I guess that was their way of saying, like, we don't need cock. We got each other. We got each other. If we hit a dry spell, we'll fuck Lenny and Squiggy. But other than that, we got each other. And we're doing it our way. We're doing it our way. What is their way? Munching, you know, like carpet munching, feather dildos, doing it our way. She always had the ale. I never understood. Maybe that was her thing. She always had an ale. Wherever she had Laverne and Shirley. Alright, we get it. Your name's Laverne. Stop putting ales on your clothes and shit. We get it. No one, like, I stopped giving a fuck like fourth episode. Like, ah, it's an ale. That's how I tell the difference between Laverne and Shirley. You indistinguishable hoe. Hold on, wait. I got more trick-or-treaters. Hold on. Alright, we got more trick-or-treaters. We back on the mic. Yeah. It was a mummy, a witch, a cowboy, and some indistinguishable cat. The audacity, these fucking kids. They don't even say trick-or-treat anymore. They're just like, alright, make with the candy. And he just had his bag out, and they were like, man, fuck you, y'all. Like, give me some effort! Give me a little trick-or-treat. What was the shit? Trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. That would have been cool. I mean, you would think. I didn't see any, like, superheroes. I would love to see, like, a Batman, Robin, Superman, Spider-Man. You would think Spider-Man would have shown up at my door by now. I'm seeing, like, the minor league shit. Okay, well, I gotta say, I'm not really giving out the best fucking candy, so I kinda brought that shit on myself. So, at least nobody egged my fucking house, I'd be alright. So, what was I talking about? Shit, I don't remember shit. It was, Laverne and Shirley? Oh yeah, Laverne and Shirley. Yeah, you know what, fuck Laverne and Shirley right now, man. Let's just jump back into some of these costumes. Like, I was really looking forward to, like, getting, like some effort in the costumes. I thought I would at least get, like, I'm starting to see the same shit. I would have thought I'd at least get some up-to-date shit. Maybe somebody show up like Lady Gaga. I don't know, meat dress or something. Give me some Lady Gaga. She's pretty popular. Or Snooki. Or any of those Jersey Shore guys. I would have loved to get some Jersey Shore. Get some fist pumping going. Yeah, that would have been cool, man. Have a little Jersey Shore break. Fist pumping. Gym, tan, laundry, fist pumping. Oh man, that would have been cool as hell. But, it is what it is. I guess that's what you get when you get shitty candy. So, you get shitty kids. And I didn't even know I had kids until like, well, I don't have kids. I didn't know I had kids on my block until like, a couple days ago. I see them in passing, but they're just like, so non-existent to me. They're like, yeah, whatever, man. So this is like the ADD show. We covered a lot of fucking topics. I don't remember none of this shit. You gotta excuse me, guys. I'm drinking and I'm taking shots of NyQuil. My favorite medicine, by the way, NyQuil. That is, it's the moonshine of medicine. And I don't mean that fuck up, cherry NyQuil. I want green, motherfucker. I don't even know what flavor that is, but it's just green NyQuil. Original. I want original or maximum strength. Whatever the strength is, whatever the dosage is, maximum. And when you drinking Captain with, I guess that's what they was talking about. In that song, like, sipping on some scissor, sipping on some scissor. Play that! Sipping on some scissor. Give me a little bit of that. Because, sipping on some scissor, sipping. Because this gotta be what the fuck that feels like. I don't remember what the fuck I was talking. This is a podcast, but I'm jumping topics. I'm getting interrupted by these little ragamuffins coming to my fucking door asking for candy. I don't know. Shit. This is a Halloween podcast, I guess. And I'm finna take another sip of cap and we're gonna figure this shit out. Sipping on some scissor. That's what's happening, man. Oh man. Like I'm kinda getting scatterbrained with this fucking podcast. Usually, They're not really that scattered, man. I kind of have a detailed outlet of what I want to talk about, but shit, man, we are. Man, I'm drugged up. That's what it is. This NyQuil is kicking in. And I'm talking about, like, that's what you want. The moonshine of medicine. The original NyQuil. None of that orange eucalyptus bullshit. No. Something, like, but, you know, shit, in our my days, I should say, we learned a lot with this podcast. We learned that bourbon goes good with Snickers. So, alright. We also learned that it costs $27 million to fuck J-Lo in the ass because it's insured, so you need to break the insurance. We also know that although Tina Turner's legs is insured for $3.2 million, and Ugly Betty's teeth is insured for $10 million. We also learned that Tina Turner's titties is insured for roughly $500,000 and no one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck about Tina's titties. I think we can all agree, no one gives a fuck about Tina Turner's titties. She calls herself the private dancer. Not one time would I call her. I can say I've seen some strippers in my lifetime. And I can guarantee not one of them look like current Tina. No one looked like old Tina. Old Tina had the hits, but she didn't have any hips. She had the hits, but she took some hits. She took, like, if I wanted to just beat the shit out of somebody, I'd probably call old Tina. But, we learned a lot with this show. So I'm finna wrap it up because I'm just talking. As always, just talking with Sam at gmail.com. Just talk with Sam at gmail.com. We're keeping it up. Next week, we gave out the prize for the 71. Somebody emailed me who wants some, I don't know, some woman who wants to have a girl's night out. Email me and you will be the recipient of half my wife's Tyler Perry shit. Why not? We'll mail it to you. Just be the first person to email, you ain't gotta be the first person. Just email me and give me a compelling story of why you need Tyler Perry movies. Like, I broke up with my man and I'm thinking about turning lesbian, but I heard what you said about Laverne and Shirley and I don't stay in Milwaukee. You know what, whatever the reason, just email me and I'll pick somebody at random to give these fucking DVDs to because I don't want them in my house. What else did we cover today? Oh, happy Halloween for those who listening. Happy Halloween, and NyQuil, and Captain Morgan. Oh, one thing I will address, since I haven't answered questions, and by the time this airs, I haven't answered questions in a fucking month. Next week, we gonna end the Married Life Saga with part 3. We talked about the hoarder today, we talked about moving shit, and we talked about why I gotta do extra shit around the house for kids I didn't even know I had. Next week, we gonna bring it all home with the marriage myths. And we will finally answer some questions. I know I've been getting a lot of emails like, why am I even sending questions? You're not answering questions anymore. It's not for the fans. It's not for the fans. Okay, that was just one email I got. Like, it's not for the fans. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this show has slightly been about the fans. It's about me. Talking is called Just Talking with Sam, and he's slowly drinking himself into a stupor. But you guys get a chance to listen every week. Yeah, so that's pretty much the outline of the show. Hey, if I had a show where I listen to the host drink himself into other topics, I had no idea I was going to talk about J-Lo's ass today, but I'm glad I did. Her $27 million ass. J-Lo's $27 million ass. Oh, man. I don't even know how we got on that subject, but I'm glad we did. All right. As always, just talk with Sam at gmail.com. I will holler at y'all next week.